The proposed rules prohibit certain types of physical restraint and lay out standards for when restraining students may be necessary. Samantha Marsh Hollins with the Virginia Department of Education told lawmakers Wednesday the new rules also include training requirements for public school staff.
And they have a very, very definite focus on the prevention of restraint and seclusion in public schools throughout the Commonwealth.
Little is known about how often those practices are used in Virginia because public schools aren't required to report that data to state officials. That would change under the proposed regulations. Republican Delegate Dickie Bell sponsored legislation 4 years ago, directing the Department of Education to create these standards.
But we know the wheels turn slowly on this end of things. And fortunately, now those regulations are before the governor and for him to act on.
The governor doesn't have a deadline to give his approval. If he does, there will be one final public comment period before the regulations become effective. I'm Mallory Nopain.